Welcome aboard. How've you been? Well, it's been a week. Happy Friday to you. And I'm so excited. It's the end of daylight savings time, or saving time, however you say it. I am so excited to get back on standard time. And I just read an article in Washington Post that pretty much says that the legislation that was in the Senate and in the House to go to permanent daylight saving time is basically dead. Dead, dead, dead.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I am so excited to get back on standard time.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4108 of the BFO for right the 3rd of November 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and we're gonna play some voice letters, Big Fatty. Clock Turner's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, I don't know if you heard this or not, but your clock turners. But this is not until this weekend, because y'all in the U.S. of A., most places, parts of Arizona, Indiana, and the Hawaiian, they don't do it. But y'all, the rest of the U.S. of A., y'all, we fall back, y'all. You get an extra hour of nip-a-napping. When you retire, Big Fatty, you've been retired for 5 years. No, I mean, go to bed. Oh, well, that's very different. But you get an extra hour of sleep. And y'all, at 2 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, the 5th, the clocks move back and it becomes 1 a.m. Now, y'all, it's actually 2:12 a.m. in the morning, I believe, because the bars, you know, they have to close. They have to close by 2 a.m., so if at 2 a.m. it became 1 a.m., they could stay open another hour, but no! Y'all, it's a return to standard time, y'all. I think they said that sunset would now move to 5:25 p.m. in the evening here in Fat Acres. Big Fatty, quit touching yourself.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear God, so y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are on Saturday prior to the return to standard time. Y'all, I've met both of these folks at the Pride 48 originally. That may not be true. I may have met another one at a different time. But anyway, they were both at the Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages, and y'all, the one I'll start with, y'all, he has his own little show, and y'all, he loves The Survivor, and y'all, he and Big Fatty are on the same page as far as The Survivor goes, and the Big Brother, and y'all, if he and I get our wish, grand things will happen. I'm recording this prior to the Big Brother on Thursday night. But y'all, he is just one of the nicest people you've ever met. Now, y'all, by the way, the only podcaster, I believe, that has met that author of the Amaranth's Big Fatty, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Ramble-a-Reed-Heed. Big Fatty, we love the Ramble-a-Reed-Heed. It's true, and sharing a celebration of exiting the birth canal with him, y'all. He's come to the villa many times. He's been to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex and is coming for Leather Weather. Y'all, he's been to the G'day's. You name it, he's been there. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Haunt Cub. Big Fatty, we love the Haunt Cub. We do. And then on Sunday, y'all, we have two more celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, I met her out there in the City of Angels. Y'all, she went to the Price is Right with Big Fatty and a group. And y'all, she's provided Big Fatty with two sets of sheets in his lifetime. Big Fatty, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Ian. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Ian. And y'all, then Sunday would have also been Miss Kitty's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So we'll have a big old piece of cake for everyone.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fat out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Fatty the Pooh music. It's true. You know, it takes up, you know, only 75% of the BFO is content if you take out the bumpers. I don't know if y'all heard that or not. Yes, Big Fatty, but you still give everyone an hour and 15 minutes every week. And it's just you and me. It's not like you have others that can tell their stories. Your story and mine are basically identical. It's true. So two sources, Big Fatty gives a larger percentage. Big Fatty, enough. Anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all watched the news and the Jeopardy. And y'all, then I watched The Survivor, and y'all, it was a great Survivor. Let me just tell you, it was exciting there at the end at the tribunal, and y'all, the person voted out, y'all, they had no idea, and y'all, it was very exciting, and I haven't watched the big run yet, so I don't know what happened on that, because y'all, I went to bed, y'all, it was going down into the 30s, I think we hit 36 on hump day night, Thursday morning, y'all, it was just lovely, and I woke up, and I got up about 6:15, 6:30, y'all, I was perfectly rested. I think it's because the love chamber was nice and cool. Y'all got up, had my breakfast, did my puzzles, read the paper, had my coffee, and I was off I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I did Fat Acres and the Big Circle. Y'all, they've taken the fence down. They're getting ready for the Big Hootenanny on the 11th. That'll be a week from Saturday. I think I mentioned that yesterday. Yes, Big Fatty, you did. You're sounding like Crooked Hat. You don't remember what you said and you didn't say. Well, anyway. And, y'all, then I came back, I got my shirt, and I was out to get my hairs cut. Y'all, gotta look good, when I go to Old Coal Miners later this afternoon and all weekend long. And, so I did that. Y'all, I went to, three different grocery stores looking for the, Bells and Stars, cookeries. None. Not a one. But I did fill up a Ruby Red. One of the places I went was a Walmart market, I think they called it. And, y'all, the gas there was $2.75 a gallon. Y'all couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Y'all, I heard Scott in Northern California say he paid over $5 for his gas, so it's less than half price here. Then I got home, and y'all, I decided I was going to take another little nipple walk. Y'all, the November challenge on the Apple Clock is to double your daily exercise goal at least 5 days during the month. Well, y'all, my daily exercise goal is an hour, and I walk an hour and 40 to 45 minutes every day, so I just needed another 15, 20 minutes. And so, y'all, I got out, and I did that, and, y'all, then I got back here, and, y'all, I'm recording the little show, and, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
That beat took forever to happen, didn't it? I was just sitting there waiting for it. And then, like, you know, it felt like the entire book of Deuteronomy passed before I heard that beat. Anyway, hi there, Big Fatty. This is Adam's mom. I was just calling because I know that my son said that he was going to call your show, and he would never, ever lie about something like that. So, and I haven't heard it. So I can only assume that you, being a godless homosexual, have taken that voicemail and buried it somewhere in your inner cave. And I feel like I've been praying about it, and the Spirit has moved me to call you to make sure that you are not suppressing his phone calls, okay? You don't want to get the God mad at you because, you know, he might smite you. just reach out and smite you. Oh, I love it when that happens. Anyway, it was so nice talking to you, you godless heathen. Anyway, take care of my son. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is old Crooked Hat's mama. Big Fatty, she doesn't sound good. Well, I hear she's bedridden. Big Fatty, I thought I heard Fox News on in the background. Well, you know, it's on permanently. But Mrs. Crooked Hat, Mama Crooked Hat, hadn't heard from your son, so he is a lion heathen, as you say, and yes, Big Fatty, and you know, he promises, you know, unkempt promises, you know, that's what we hear.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
A team of archaeologists was excavating in Israel when they came upon a cave. Written in the wall of the cave were the following symbols in order of appearance: a dog, a donkey, a shovel, a fish, a Star of David. They decided that this was a unique find, and the writings were at least 3,000 years old. They chopped out the piece of stone and had it brought to the museum, where archaeologists from around the world came to study the ancient symbols. After months of conferences, they held a huge meeting to discuss the meanings of the markings. The president of the society stood up and pointed at the first drawing and said, "This looks like a dog. We can judge that this was a highly intelligent race, as they knew how to have pets. Next, we can see that they believed this dog to be their best friend, as it is shown next to the image of a donkey. In fact, they must have been such good friends that they explored the desert together. The next drawing looks like a shovel of some sort, which means they probably buried their dead. Then, this fish, which means they had a famine that hit the earth and probably had to live off fish, which is why they drew the Star of David, to help guide them at night." Everyone applauded and agreed until a little old Jewish man stood up in the back of the room and said, "Idiots, Hebrew is read from right to left. It says, holy mackerel, dig the ass on that bitch." Have a good day.
Dear Cousin Big Fatty, that was a good one. Y'all, it has been forever. Just forever since we've had a kerfuffle from that Jimmy Bear and Big Fatty. It's a celebratory weekend all around. We've got the end of daylight saving time. We've had voice letters from Crooked Hat's mama. We've had all kinds of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And now we've had a kerfuffle from Jimmy Bear. Y'all, he sent several kerfuffles. And so look forward to those in coming weeks. And Jimmy Bear, thank you so much. It's always nice to end the week with a Jimmy Bear kerfuffle. There's nothing anywhere better than that. Big Daddy, what is that? Oh, y'all. Y'all, I'm taking you into the future. I'm taking you to 2:09 a.m. in the morning on Sunday as we count down the final minute of daylight saving time and our annual return to standard time. Oh, yes, it's Big Fatty. The old people love standard time and soup and an electric camisole. Peter Potamus just got one. Well, he did. But y'all, let's just enjoy these last moments. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. I know some of you don't like standard time, but that's okay. You don't have to, because Big Fatty, I know the old gal loves it, and evidently the Laughing Buddha loves it too. You know, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I'm sure Big Fatty's going to have all kinds of stories to share with you on the Monday little show after my old coal miners weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. So, but we've got an extra hour. We've got an extra hour to talk about them. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, like I said at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that's the Laughing Buddha and Laughing Buddha, just out of curiosity, what do you think Big Fatty thinks?
I am so excited to get back on standard time.
Oh, the excitement cannot be contained. Big Fatty, quit touching yourself. I said it.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.